The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. How did the world get to this point? And I'm talking about, we're going all the way back to the COVID-19, basically origins, and from there, and where we are in the world. It's been an amazing trip that we all have been on. But Dr. Naomi Wolf and Steve Bannon go back to the beginning of the COVID-19 whole fiasco and how it affected America and destabilized America. And there's no point in me wasting your time. Let's just jump right into it as they jump right into it. Take a listen.
Okay, 4 years ago, this very day, WHO called a pandemic. Media picked up on it. Naomi Wolf, walk me through your experience in this and then your observations about what then happened.
Yeah, it's amazing. Your producers are awesome because they found the perfect clip, the definitive clip. That's the DNA of the whole 4 years right there. And what I see is a guy launching a product. And there's a whole marketing campaign all set behind him with sound bites and policies and outcomes already predetermined, data, statistics already predetermined, metrics predetermined. And he's, you know, that's the opening act, like the curtain is opening. And one thing I will notice, you know, listening to this again, the second time, 4 years later, not the first time, is that people who have really been in crises and conflict areas and zones where there's a real disaster, catastrophe, no one uses language like that. It, you know, when there's a real emergency, people don't talk about alarm and, you know, sounding the bell of alarm and how much fear you should have, just enough fear, not too much fear, but plenty of fear. People in a real crisis, you know, real leaders in a real crisis try to calm people down.
Such an excellent point that when this first started, they did not try to calm people. They actually riled them up, making the pandemic seem way worse than what it was because they didn't know if it was going to be a pandemic truly or not. But they wanted people to panic. Who does that? Well, obviously, if you have an agenda, but we didn't know what the full agenda was. Remember, we were all hesitant. We could tell that something wasn't right, but we needed to wait for the science. It's funny. It was us who was waiting for the science. We knew that something was afoul. We knew that they were lying to us. But at the same time, we still waited to get science before we said anything concrete. We just warned people, don't do anything until we know. Don't go out and get an experimental shot before we really know what's going on. Don't let fear dictate your decisions. But it did in a lot of cases. Let's go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
And try to simply tell them what they need to do to protect their families. The other thing you really notice is that before this press conference, we were not aware of the WHO as the people above our sovereign nations who were dictating policy to our sovereign nations. We thought we lived in a sovereign nation. So the other thing that really surfaces from this clip is how Ghebreyesus is launching, reminding, insisting, and remember, the person who funds Ghebreyesus, Bill Gates, also invested in the vaccine, benefits from the vaccine, right? It's a two-tier profit machine. But Ghebreyesus is kind of rolling out this relationship to sovereign nations. We're telling countries what to do. Well, that you know, that was new or that was being remarketed. Maybe the WHO in the past tried to tell countries what to do, but the idea that the WHO, you know, like the CDC on a lesser level, is like the arbiter of whether we have a pandemic or not and what we do then and what the laws are, that was a whole new kind of venture in history. And the fact that they made it fly is kind of testimony to their demonic cleverness and, you know, a blot on everyone who went along with it, you know, a blot on the credulity of all the people, but I don't mean citizens, because I listened to this too. I mean, I knew enough to know what was wrong with it, but our leaders didn't say, who are you? What do you mean? What do you mean alarmed? What's the definition of a pandemic? Like, none of the right questions were asked at that point. It was just like, bam, 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 from Ghebreyesus to Fauci to, at that point, Walensky, you know, lying to that president and then the next president, and crushing everyone in their homes.
Yes, remember, they got Trump to go along because they told him, we're only going to do it for 2 weeks. Remember us fighting and saying, they're not going to do it for 2 weeks. If you let them get away with that, I told everyone, at least from the beginning, you let them get away with shutting down all this stuff, it will not be 2 weeks. But they tricked Trump too. So don't feel, people got tricked big time. Because people believed that our medical institutions couldn't do something like that, wouldn't lie to that point. But they did. And it was hard for us to grasp. We look back and you can see, of course, for profit, for margins, oh, they've been lying about their margins of how well vaccines work. Way before COVID-19 ever came out, I didn't know that. I know that now. We trusted them. But even when we trusted them, I still told people they're admitting it's an experiment. Don't put an experiment in your body. But fear, they know the power of fear, and they used it. Let's go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
After that, and rolling out draconian measures that we should remember for the rest of our lives. I guess the other thing, when you said, like, where was I? I think you said something like that. I remember vividly, I was in New York. We were in New York, and I think on March 8th, Broadway had closed. And I remember thinking, you know, the Governor Cuomo just announced that all of Broadway was closing, not individual theater owners deciding for themselves if it was too risky or if their insurance policies didn't cover whatever was happening. All of Broadway, the lights on Broadway went out all at once. And I'm enough of a veteran of national symbolism to know that when you turn off all the lights on Broadway, that is a dramatic symbolic gesture that, you know, has highly coordinated. And it's a message. It's a message point, because Broadway is so emblematic of New York, and New York is so emblematic of, you know, the bright lights of America. And so I remember thinking, you know, closing a whole sector is something that happens in a totalitarian society, not in a free, open market, you know, free market capitalist society. You can't close everyone's business all at once in America. Something's terribly wrong. Let's get out of the city. And we moved that night.
She moved that night. That's an amazing story. I don't know the whole story. I remember the first thing that happened was March, Matt, I think it was the Big Ten tournament, to be honest with you. The Big Ten tournament was the first thing that I was watching that they shut down. And I was like, wait a minute, what? What is this? They're shutting it down. And it's hard to think back about how crazy those times were, but how could you get people out of fear? People were, I would try to talk rationally. And if you were convinced that they said it's a pandemic, people would not listen to logic and reason. They wouldn't. And that, I think the left, when they saw how easy it was to get people to go along with it, everything was open to them after that point. They could do almost anything they wanted. It's pretty scary. Let's go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
You know, to the middle of the woods, because we knew something bad was coming.
Today, we're fighting, and we're going to fight even more intensely in the next couple of weeks, the WHO treaty. What did Build Back Better and the Great Reset, I mean, our learning curve, what do you think we've learned about our sovereignty and about some of these public health officials and what we need to do to stand up as free men and free women?
That is a great question. I mean, these last 4 years have really been like the refiner's fire, right? I mean, they've burned away everything that kept us from understanding what our Constitution is and what our sovereignty is and what our, you know, when you say, ask yourself, what is your mission and what is your purpose? You know, what our mission and purpose is. When on March 11th, 2020, I don't think any of us thought that an unelected guy could threaten the sovereignty of the greatest nation on earth. You know, a handful of unelected guys, but certainly not a, you know, random nonprofit. The World Health Organization is literally a random nonprofit, you know, started, funded largely, as I mentioned, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, also funded by China, by the way. None of us thought America could be destabilized so easily. We thought our institutions were too solid to have our freedom of assembly, which is guaranteed in the First Amendment to our Constitution, suspended by fiat, by the diktats of governors.
Yeah, 100%. And remember, when they stopped church, stopped people from gathering at church, blatantly unconstitutional. It's right in the Constitution. Right in the Constitution that they cannot do that. And they did it. And at that point, everyone should have been aware just by that alone, even if you didn't believe this, but fear, let them get away with it. But it's amazing when we look back at how awful these people acted when you know that they knew the truth. That's the thing you got to understand. The American people didn't know the truth. So I don't blame people who trusted people and didn't think that they'd lie like this. But when you look back and see that there was a whole bunch of people that knew the truth that were lying to you, that were telling you, yeah, you can't go to church, when they knew the real truth, the amount of evil blows my mind that they can get away with it. That we can look back and know they were lying, know what they did to our Constitution, and get away with it. Oh, that enrages me. But this discussion, I think, is really powerful, and I want to give you as much as I can. Let's go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
In state after state after state, bypassing the Constitution by using the proxy of public health authorities. I mean, that was a new one. And again, gotta credit these satanic geniuses. It was so clever because public health is one of those labels that kind of brings with, or used to bring with it, kind of a built-in benefit of doubt, you know? But our First Amendment was crushed, our freedom of assembly, our freedom to worship was crushed by these public health authorities. I don't think any of us saw how easily the rights of a great nation, the Constitution of a great nation, could be brought to its knees by this workaround. I think sovereignty. I think that the digital ID, the combination of the rollout of digital ID and our all understanding or learning what a social credit score was and how China uses it, which happened all at once, remember, in 2021 when they tried to inflict a vaccine passport on us. And we fought hard against that with the bill that we passed in 33 states. But the combination of people learning about the social credit score, which could dissolve the Constitution in effect digitally, and learning about the World Health Organization treaty, which would suspend, you know, kind of dissolve our nation. Add to that the southern border, in which our nation kind of has been dissolved at the southern border through having no border in effect, and having and like dissolving the notion of the citizen, because anyone can walk into the United States of America now or be flown in. All of those were kind of multifaceted attacks on our sovereignty. And again, Refiner's Fire made us realize what our sovereignty is. Oh, a sovereign nation has citizens. And the citizens have representatives. A sovereign nation has boundaries, and they can be defended.
I tell you, Naomi, just hang her for 1 second. We'll take a short break.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Naomi, the one thing we did learn how to do is how to fight as a team with the Warren Posse and what you guys did at Daily Clout. We did drive down on Pfizer. We drove down on Moderna. We've got all these reports, all these studies. It's the basis for lots of suits are going on, laws that are trying to be passed, everything. So that one of the good elements, we understood how precious our sovereignty is, both our sovereignty as a nation, our sovereignty as a people overall, American citizens, and our sovereignty as individuals and their own individual health. Did we not?
I think we've become a multi-purpose army, a multi-mission army, and we've learned many ways of fighting, not only the revelations and Pfizer documents, not only did the Posse bring to its knees this evil global corporation to pre-2016 revenue levels and to, you know, almost no one taking the booster, and many lawsuits indeed, but the Posse has launched now, helped to support this election integrity bill that we drafted with American Voters Alliance. And we've got two new states helping to pass it. Well, a version was passed, a law against ballot harvesting was passed in Alabama. I just found out SB1 passed last week that bans ballot harvesting and limits absentee ballots.
Yes. So then it all leads to the ballot harvesting that she's talking about, which gave us Joe Biden. And now you can look at everything from that moving forward and all of the horrocity that we've had to live through battling this evil in America that does not want to let go of its power. And you just wonder, what will they do? That's what they did to gain the power that they have. Now we're looking at how are they going to keep the power that they have. That's what we're facing now. And it's much harder for them to rig the election, even though I still think they can do it. But it would be much harder, especially if you look at what's going on with Donald Trump and how many people have come over to Trump's side, more than the media tells you. I mean, when you see the numbers of Hispanics and Blacks that have come over to Trump's side than even the last time he ran, it's truly amazing. So what are they going to do? And that's what we have to ponder now. They really had no limit of what they would do. Power is everything for them. Let me go back, though, and finish up with Dr. Naomi Wolf. Take a listen.
And I just heard from North Dakota, where they're petitioning to get our election integrity bill in front of the governor and on the ballot there. So, and I'm heading to Michigan. So that's five states now, one defeat and various versions of possible victory in four other states.
That's fantastic. Great. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're married to a soldier. You heard the conversation we had with Eli, which he would have a tough time recommending to his nieces and nephews, his children. I said, my family, I think we'd have a tough time now too, given what's happening. Your thoughts about what your husband would tell his kin about serving in the military today?
Interesting. Well, he hasn't recommended to anyone that they enlist in this generation of the youngest people who could enlist. So I'm sure, I know that the Army that the last, and no doubt the Navy that the last guest described, doesn't bear any relationship to what Brian O'Shea, my husband, describes in his years of service. And I'm also sad that there's this kind of focus on race as a kind of label, because one of the most beautiful things Brian talks about is how people were told, you know, you're all green, like basically race doesn't exist, gender doesn't exist. You really, you know, you are soldiers now. And, you know, your job is to execute your mission and to be there for your fellow brother or sister in arms. And that's kind of, that transcends race and gender. And I thought that was a really beautiful thing. And like the best way of America to manifest its highest values. And it sounds like the opposite of that now.
It's very sad what has happened in America. But you know what? She's talking about, you're all green, and they're talking about the military. Look, you're all children of God. Now, not everyone chooses to or wants to be a child of God. Eventually, it comes down to your choice. But we're all created. We're all created to be children of God, and He invites you to be. And in this day and age where you see where we've come from, like I said, the question is, where are we going next? And do you feel like America, the outlook for America looks good? Or do you think the outlook for America looks bad? Even with Donald Trump looking like he could easily win, I do think it looks like he could easily win if you take away the cheating and the possibility of assassination and, my goodness, who knows what. But where are you? Where are you in your personal life? Know that we have so much more to go in 2024. We're just begun. And look how crazy 2024 has been. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except for through Him. And I want you to make that decision, because I don't think America has too much longer. I really don't. Now, how it comes about, I've given you so many shows about what I think. Go and check out the past shows. But the most important thing you need to do is get right with God. Because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You could get in your car tonight or in the morning and get in a car accident, and that's it. Let alone what we're seeing as America's destruction looks like it's around the corner. Goodness gracious. Get right with God. Repent. Ask Him to save you. I love you guys. Why would I tell you that if I didn't? See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.